The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right on in with this one from Good Housekeeping. What I learned cleaning cleaning other people's houses. Let me tell you something you already know. Your housekeeper spies on you. That was the opening line of an essay that went viral in 2015 and led to a book deal that resulted in Made, an unforgettable memoir of a young mother's struggle against poverty. Cleaning toilets for $9 an hour had never been Stephanie Land's plan. Growing up in Pacific Northwest suburbs, she was focused on becoming a writer and saving for college when an unexpected pregnancy and a troubled relationship pushed her and her baby, Mia, into a shelter and later a mold-infested apartment she could barely afford. As a maid, she was a powerless, mostly invisible presence in sometimes grand homes, even as she frequently skipped meals so Mia could eat. As she struggled, she was met with some kindness, but mostly indifference, and even hostility when she used government assistance to buy food. There's an assumption that poor single mothers are lazy, says Stephanie. It's not true. Poor people work. When a blizzard trapped her indoors for days, the breather from her back-breaking labor rekindled her desire to write. She won a scholarship, got grants, and took out loans to attend the University of Montana, known for its prestigious writing programs. She moved there with Mia, now 11. Before long, her writing was being published in print and online, and her days as a maid were over. Now I stand up straighter, says Stephanie. I blend in and don't feel like an outcast. There are still things that could set me back, but not to a shelter. Every part of my story brought me here. And if you're interested in reading her book, it's called Made, and her name is Stephanie Land, L-A-N-D. Also, from Goodreads, part of Good Housekeeping, there are listed three more books for your pleasure. First is a spy suspense novel called The Huntress. It's by Kate Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. After World War II, the search is on for a legendary Nazi dubbed The Huntress, an effort that encircles an American teen, an English journalist, and a Russian aviatrix. Gripping historical fiction from the author of the mega-hit The Alice Network. Next, a kid power book, Juno Valentine and the Magical Shoes by Eva Chen, C-H-E-N. Little Juno travels through time, slipping into the shoes of sheroes through the ages, a sweet, inspiring bedtime read. And a good grief kind of novel, When You Read This, that's the title, When You Read This by Mary Adkins, A-D-K-I-N-S. Told through emails, blog posts, and online therapy sessions, this quirky novel about the aftermath of a young woman's death is funny, modern, and memorable. Next, from Family Circle Health News, there's a bunch of little items here. First up, adaptogens. These are herbs such as ashwagandha and Asian ginseng that are thought to improve the impact of stress on your body. They can be taken in the form of supplements, teas, extracts, or food like shiitake mushrooms. Although they're gaining popularity and some research shows benefits, they aren't cure-alls. Food for thought? To cut calories, copy this mental trick. When study participants were prompted to think about how lunch would impact their health, they chose smaller portions. Meanwhile, people who were told to think of how lunch would keep them full doled out bigger portions. Active recovery. Dizziness, vision changes, and other concussion symptoms in kids younger than 13 usually last three times longer than they do for teens and adults, according to new research. But that's not a green light to linger at home. Doctors now say the best treatment is an active recovery, including a gradual return to academic, social, and even athletic activities relatively quickly. Just be on the lookout for symptoms returning or worsening. Eight times, that's how much more likely your teen is to get in a car accident or near accident in the first 3 months after getting their license compared with the previous 3 months when they have their learner's permit. The accident rate for teens with permits is comparable to that of adults. 20 years, DNA tests aren't the only way to find out if you're prone to an illness. For example, new research shows your body sends signals like changes to your fasting glucose levels up to 2 decades before diabetes strikes. But you can alter your destiny. Our bodies have a remarkable capacity to begin healing if we can treat the underlying cause of illnesses, says Dean Ornish, MD, founder of the Preventative Medicine Research Institute and author of Undo It, How Simple Lifestyle Changes Can Reverse Most Chronic Diseases. To reduce your risk of diabetes, first go greener. Already doing meatless Mondays? Try going meatless twice a week. Eating meat at 3 meals a day? Cut down to 2. Animal proteins and fat increase insulin levels, but plant-based proteins decrease inflammation, which is associated with diseases like diabetes. Offset stress. Make a list of the de-stressors that work for you, say playing fetch with the dog, and use them whenever your kid slams the door to their room. Emotional stress causes blood sugar to rise and increases inflammation. Take 2. Exercising, even for just 2 minutes, yields health benefits, says the latest edition of the U.S. Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans. Squeeze in some push-ups during a commercial break. It all adds up and could inspire you to do more. 2 hours. If the time you wake up, fall asleep, exercise, or take your first sip and enjoy your last one varies by more than 2 hours over the course of a week, your body's internal clock may be off. Sometimes fixing one category will bring a few others to within an appropriate range, explains Sachin Panda, Ph.D., in The Circadian Code. Is it okay to eat soy? Yes, even if you're on thyroid medications. Soy can interfere with their absorption, but not if you avoid eating your tofu and edamame within 4 hours of taking your meds, says Elizabeth Huggins, RD of Hilton Head Health, an all-inclusive health and wellness resort. Another concern to cast aside? The fact that soy contains isoflavones, which can have weak estrogen-like activity. As a result, some people worry that soy increases cancer risk. But recent research shows that eating more of this nutrient-dense plant protein may actually lower your risk of breast, endometrial, and other cancers. Positively powerful. While your kids may roll their eyes when you encourage them to look on the bright side of life, your heart may thank you. A new study shows that optimism can help patients achieve better outcomes when it comes to cardiovascular health problems. Improve your ability to harness positive thoughts by asking yourself these 3 questions from Catherine A. Sanderson, Ph.D., author of The Positive Shift. What would be fun right now? When you catch yourself ruminating about negative events, redirect your brain to think of positive ones like seeing a friend, reading an exciting novel, or soaking in a bubble bath. How could this inspire me? Instead of envying humble brag Facebook posts, let them motivate you to try to make a new dish or send someone an I love you text. And last, what would I tell a friend? If you're having trouble cutting yourself some slack about a mistake, consider what you'd say to a friend in the same position. Chances are you'd be a lot kinder to them than you're being to yourself. From Good Housekeeping, this is a guide to over-the-counter cold and flu relief. Cold Care aisle has loads of options, but grabbing a multi-symptom med isn't always the best strategy. You may not need all the active ingredients, and they can have side effects. Plus, many drugs contain the same ingredients, so using different brands together could cause you to take too much of something. Check labels and use this chart to help those symptoms with the least medicine. So we do it by symptom. Runny nose or sneezing, try antihistamines such as chlorpheniramine in chlortrimeton and diphenhydramine in Benadryl, which blocks cells' release of histamine, a chemical responsible for causing itching, sneezing, and congestion. What's good to know about it? An antihistamine is sometimes more effective at relieving short-term cold symptoms when combined with a decongestant such as Sudafed. If the symptom is sore throat, analgesics like acetaminophen and Tylenol help ease pain. Sore throats are often worsened by postnasal drip, so treating a runny nose may also help. Cough? Well, cough suppressants such as dextromethorphan and Robitussin cough medicine, or expectorants like guaifenesin in Mucinex, suppressants provide temporary relief by blocking your cough reflex, while expectorants thin mucus that irritates airways. And last, sinus pressure. You try decongestants such as pseudoephedrine in Sudafed and phenylephrinendrin in Sudafed PE, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen in Advil. While decongestants can help decrease pressure by reducing swelling in nasal passages, NSAIDs temporarily relieve the pain and inflammation. Also from Good Housekeeping, avoid leaks. Accidentally peeing when you laugh, cough, sneeze, or exercise is often considered an inevitable part of aging, but it doesn't have to be. In a national poll of more than 1,000 women, nearly half reported urinary incontinence in the past year, but only one in three had spoken to her doctor about it. Women tend to feel it's something they just have to live with. But there are many ways to prevent and treat urinary incontinence, says Carolyn Swenson, MD, assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Michigan, who helped develop the poll. Although the muscles that hold in urine get weaker with age, other factors not related to age, like having gone through childbirth and being overweight, can play a role. Bladder leakage isn't dangerous, but can be embarrassing and uncomfortable. So do yourself a favor and prevent the problem now. Dr. Swenson says women can reduce their risk by maintaining a healthy BMI, that's body mass index, doing Kegel exercises daily, and addressing chronic constipation with their doctors, as it can impair bladder control. Next up from Real Simple, how do I use the cloud? It sounds super mysterious, like Oz. But the cloud is just space on the internet where you can store and view copies of important files. Here's how to make it work for you. And there are five tips. 1. What is the cloud? In short, the cloud refers to files and applications that are stored or used on the internet, says Farisha Chang, director at Anderson Technologies, an IT company based in St. Louis. If you've watched something on Netflix, played your favorite song on Spotify, uploaded a photo to a Dropbox, or saved a spreadsheet in Google Drive, you've used this cloud. It works like this. When something is stored in the cloud, it lives on that company's servers, a network of computers. When you want to work on a file or stream a show, it's shuttled from those servers onto your device. 2. Should I store my personal documents on it? If you take the right security measures, most files will be safe on the cloud, says Hillary Hunter, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Cloud Infrastructure at IBM. Any document that has your financial information, tax returns, health records, copies of Social Security cards, should be password protected and encrypted. Programs like Microsoft Office and Adobe Acrobat have both those capabilities, but you can also purchase software such as Boxcryptor to add those protections for sensitive files stored with providers like Dropbox and Box. 3. I want to back up my digital photo library to the cloud. Most smartphones will send your snaps automatically to the company's cloud servers, says Chang. With your Apple ID or other smartphone account, you can enable this feature in your phone's settings. Since videos can take up a lot more space than photos, consider offloading only the true keepsakes to the cloud and removing the rest, since there's a limit to how much you can store for free. If you're a photo whiz looking to preserve images at a certain resolution, consider a service that caters to pros like Adobe Creative Cloud, which also comes with editing tools. 4. I have a business and want to set up a cloud server. The cloud comes with a lot of perks. Employees can remotely access files, and if a fire or flood occurs at the office, your data will be intact. If you're looking to make the switch, Chang suggests consulting with an IT professional who regularly sets up cloud servers for small businesses. Especially consider help if you handle personal, confidential, or proprietary information, or use specialized software beyond Microsoft Office or Adobe. Experts can also help set up your security and double-check that your network is secure, adds Hunter. And 5, when should I start paying for extra cloud space? If you have a large collection of something like a family photo archive, consider additional storage. But before you invest, review your photos, videos, and downloads, and delete anything you might not need from your cloud, not your computer, to free up your cloud storage. Then check existing subscriptions to see if they include cloud space. Amazon Photos, for example, provides unlimited photo storage for Prime members. Google, meanwhile, offers 15 gig of storage for free, while upgrading to Google One's 100 gigs of space costs $2 a month. From Good Housekeeping, eat to beat high cholesterol. If you haven't made room on the Lazy Susan for sunflower or flaxseed oil, you'll want to get on that. Seed oils were most effective at lowering bad LDL cholesterol in a recent analysis that looked at the effects of 13 oils and fats, including sunflower oil, flaxseed oil, palm oil, coconut oil, olive oil, and butter on cholesterol levels. That's not to say you should cook only with seed oils, since other unsaturated fats have health benefits as raising good HDL cholesterol. But to keep your cholesterol healthy and your heart happy, try to limit your intake of fats like butter, coconut oil, and palm oil. In general, if you want to lower your LDL cholesterol, you should replace saturated fat with unsaturated fat, says study author Lucas Schwinshackel, Ph.D., a researcher at the German Institute of Human Nutrition. From Good Housekeeping, ask the GH Cleaning Lab. Question: what's the best way to clean a wood cutting board? Answer: after each use, wash your board with hot soapy water and towel dry it. Never soak it or put it in the dishwasher, as water may cause the wood to split or warp. To remove odors and surface stains, scrub the board with half a lemon dipped in salt, then rinse and dry it. To kill germs, flood it with a mix of 1 tablespoon unscented liquid chlorine bleach and 1 gallon of water. Then allow it to stand for several minutes. Rinse with water and let it air dry or pat it dry with paper towels. When cutting raw poultry or fish, opt for a plastic board. These may be less likely to trap food bits that cause bacteria to grow and can usually be washed in the dishwasher. Question: how often should I wash my bedding, and what about bath towels? Answer: your bed sheets should be cleaned weekly, especially if you're prone to night sweats. But at the very least, wash them every other week. Clean pillows and comforters 2 or 3 times a year. An easy reminder: wash them when the seasons change. Bath towels need to spin in the washer after 3 or 4 uses. To keep them from smelling musty between washes, hang them up and give them room to air dry thoroughly. And they tested for you a floor restorer, Clorox's new Scentiva disinfecting wet mopping cloths. Kill germs while you clean tile, laminate and sealed stone and wood floors. These thick, disposable, pre-moistened textured wipes fit in a standard sweeper mops and will trap dirt particles, dissolve sticky messes, and kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, as verified by the EPA. Choose from 3 scents. The lab lowdown on this: the cloths safely cleaned our wood, vinyl, and tile cleaning lab test floors, and we like that they'll disinfect bathrooms, pet areas, and anywhere germs lurk. Note that floors must stay visibly wet for 10 seconds for sanitizing or 4 minutes for disinfecting, which could require multiple cloths. $5 for 12 on Clorox.com and probably in your grocery store and Walmart, etc. as well. Moving to a couple of recipes from Good Housekeeping, we've got some easy weeknight recipes. First, this is a gluten-free option: balsamic glazed pork with roasted butternut squash. Prep time, 5 minutes. Total time, 35. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 red onion thinly sliced and 1 pound cubed butternut squash with 1 tablespoon olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast until tender, 18 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, pat 4 6-ounce portions of pork tenderloin dry and season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat large skillet on medium-high. Add 1 tablespoon olive oil and brown the pork on all sides. Remove from skillet and set aside. Let pan cool slightly. Then add 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons honey, and 4 sprigs of thyme to the skillet and simmer 1 minute. Return pork to the skillet and turn to coat in sauce. Transfer to the oven and roast until temperature registers 140 on an instant read thermometer, about 8 minutes. When the vegetables are done, remove from the oven and toss with 4 cups baby arugula and 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar. Remove the pork from the oven and transfer to the cutting board. Transfer glaze to a small bowl. Let the pork rest 3 minutes, then slice. Serve with vegetables and drizzle with glaze. And it does look very pretty and appetizing. This serves 4. Next up, they've got a heart-healthy option, roasted cauliflower pasta. Prep time 10 minutes, total time 30. Cook 12 ounces bucatini pasta per package directions. And it looks like spaghetti to me. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water, drain pasta. Transfer the pasta back to the pot. Toss with 2 tablespoons each lemon juice and pasta water. Meanwhile, on rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 small cauliflower, about 2 pounds, cut into small florets, with 1 tablespoon olive oil, plus 4 anchovies, and 1 tablespoon capers, both finely chopped, and roast at 450 degrees for 10 minutes. Add 3 cloves of garlic pressed, 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, and a pinch of red pepper flakes to the pan. Toss and roast until cauliflower is golden brown and tender, 5 to 8 minutes more. Serve the cauliflower over the pasta and sprinkle with chopped parsley. This looks very appetizing as well. They all do. Here comes the next one, comfort food. Mexican beef meatballs with chipotle sauce. Prep time's 10 minutes, total time 30. Cook 1 cup of long grain rice per package directions. In a large bowl, whisk together 1 large egg and 1/2 teaspoon each ground cumin, ground coriander, salt, and pepper. Stir in 2 cloves of garlic pressed, 1/2 cup of cilantro chopped, and 1 cup of unsalted tortilla chips crushed, about 1/2 cup. Mix in 1/2 pound of ground beef and 1 15-ounce can of lentils, which have been rinsed. Shape mixture into 20 balls, about 1 inch each, and place on a nonstick foil-lined baking sheet. Broil on middle rack until cooked through 6 to 8 minutes. Meanwhile, in a medium saucepan, heat 2 cups of jarred marinara sauce and 1 cup chipotle in adobo plus 1 teaspoon adobo sauce. Toss meatballs with sauce and return to a simmer, then spoon over rice and sprinkle with cilantro. Serve with lime wedges. I am getting hungry. And the last one. This is a 5-ingredient recipe, and they mean 5 main ingredients. Roasted cherry chicken with Parmesan Brussels sprouts. Another one that looks beautiful. 5-minute prep time, 30-minute total. Chicken. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in large oven-safe skillet on medium-high. Season 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown 6 to 8 minutes. Flip and cook 1 minute more. Then add 3/4 cup dried cherries and 1/2 cup water to the skillet. Then transfer to the oven and roast at 450 degrees until chicken is cooked through 6 to 7 minutes. While searing the chicken, line rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper, then coat with 2 tablespoons oil. Add 1 1/4 pounds of Brussels sprouts, about 20, halved. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange cut sides down and roast 8 minutes. Parmesan cheese. Well, drop 8 tablespoon-sized clumps of grated Parmesan, about 1/2 cup total, into open spaces between the sprouts and roast 4 minutes. And then massage 1 1/2 cups torn Tuscan kale with 2 teaspoons olive oil. Add to the sprouts and roast 3 more minutes. Serve with chicken and cherries. That's lovely. Okay, we have another one from Good Housekeeping. Avocado with toasty crumbs. It's active time 10 minutes, total time 15. 2 slices white sandwich bread, crusts are okay, 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, a pinch of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon finely chopped chives, 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh flat leaf parsley, 1 gorgeous ripe avocado, 2 lemon wedges, 2 small radishes, thinly sliced. Tear the bread a little and put it in a food processor. Process until it turns into fine crumbs. Dump the bread into a cold skillet. Add the olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and the cayenne. Turn the heat to medium-low and cook, stirring the crumbs until toasty and crisp all the way through, about 10 minutes. Dump the crumbs into a bowl to cool. If you leave them in the skillet, they'll burn. Toss with the chives and parsley, and season with salt and pepper. Just before serving, peel the avocado, cut it in half, and squeeze a little lemon onto each half. Then season with salt and pepper. Top it generously with the crumbs and radish slices. This makes 2 avocado halves. How about jalapeno parmesan-crusted grilled cheese? Active time 10 minutes, total time 20. You need 4 slices soft sourdough bread, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature, 1 small jalapeno sliced into thin rings, 1 cup of finely grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, 1 cup shredded extra sharp cheddar cheese. Spread one side of each slice of bread with about 2 teaspoons softened butter. Arrange 4 or 5 jalapeno rings over the butter on each slice, pressing down to make them stick. Place the parm in a shallow dish and press the buttered jalapeno side of each slice of bread into the parm. Scatter 1/2 cup of cheddar on the unbuttered side of each of 2 slices, then close the sandwiches with all the parmesan sides on the outside. Heat a nonstick skillet on medium-low, add the sandwiches, and cook, covered, until the underside is golden but not burnt. 3 to 5 minutes. Flip and cook covered until the underside is golden but not burnt and the edges are crisp. 3 to 5 minutes. This serves 2. And they have a kitchen tip for you there on that. Always grate your own cheese. Slices won't melt as fast or evenly, and bagged pre-shredded cheeses can have added fillers. From Real Simple. Often we feel the need for some peace and quiet, and when quiet is not to be found, it seems that peace cannot be found either. When you can't shut out the world around you, there is a way to find spaciousness within the sounds of life. Sit comfortably. Take a few breaths in and out to get settled. Now, instead of trying to take in all the sounds around you at once, locate just one specific sound. Perhaps the soft whirring of an overheated overhead fan. Let your attention gently stay with that sound for a while, then find a different sound. Maybe you hear a dog barking. After a few moments, find another sound. Finally, relax your attention so that it expands to include all the sounds. You will notice that some come and go and some stay, but all of them change. This is the soundscape of your day, made up of noises and the spaces between the noises. Let the sounds wash over you like the wind. And that was Cindy Lee of CindyLee.com, CindyLee.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.